Hello and welcome to RC Talk, the voice of Ratio Christi at Marshall University. My name is John Mays. I'm your host. I'm also the regional director for the states of West Virginia and Pennsylvania, along with being the chapter director at Marshall University. So, it's been quite a while, it seems. That wasn't my plan. Of course, a good plan is a flexible plan, so they say. But I planned to take a couple of weeks off over the holidays, and what turned into, I think, has been almost a month, maybe a little bit longer. So my two faithful listeners, whoever you may be, no, preferably I have a lot more than that. I know I have a lot more subscribed anyway. Preferably that you're glad that I'm back, and the topic may have been a shock to you, but before you get all torn up, just hear me out, okay? Because I'm an atheist. That doesn't mean I'm a serial killer. I don't eat babies, and I'm not communist. I just believe in one less God than I did. So, have any of you grown up in a Christian home? Why are you a Christian? I grew up in a church, you know that. But I started doubting, I guess over the past few months, maybe longer. I'm not here, though, to try to and deconvert you. I just want you to think about what I believe. I hope that's not asking too much, and I hope you were sitting down when I did this opening or you saw the title, because I'm confident that it did come as a shock to you. So I'll share a few reasons I don't think Christianity is true, and you can respond via email that I will give you at the end or on the website, wherever. There's a lot of ways you can respond. So I have come to the conclusion that God is a contradiction. Why, you ask? First, as an atheist, I don't believe that God of the Bible exists. It's just as simple as that. I don't need all knowledge to know that. I have enough knowledge. There are two ways to show the non-existence of something. The first way is to show that the idea you're examining entails a contradiction, such as square circles or married bachelors. The God of the Bible is a contradiction. The Trinity, to be specific. Secondly, there is no evidence for God. And I know that, again, I hope you were sitting down. The second way to show the non-existence of something is to show that there is no evidence for the thing in question. We have no reason to believe in unicorns, the Tooth Fairy, Santa Claus, and I don't want to bust anybody's bubble on any of those if you still believe in that, but there is no evidence for any of them either. Likewise, as I just said, there's no evidence for God either way. All the arguments for God end up saying, what, we can't explain something, God must have done it. And that seems to be the common theme. If we can't explain it or we don't have an answer, then just have faith or God done it and don't argue about it. That's what ancient people used to say about lightning and earthquakes, but we have now natural explanations. It's what called commonly in academics and otherwise a God of the gaps argument. We have a gap in the knowledge, so we fill it in with God. Other arguments say that everything needs a cause, and I've talked about that previously, the cosmological argument, so God must be that cause. Well, who caused God? Exactly. That's not reasonable, and I see no evidence that there's a God of any kind. Yet, when I ask you, and this may have played a large part in what I'm doing here, when I ask most Christians why they believe, they just say faith. I feel it in my heart. I'm like, I used to date faith, and maybe you have heartburn. Sorry. I came back with a bang so far, huh? Anyway, when I ask Christians why they believe in the Bible, they always say because they have faith. Faith is a favorite thing. I don't know faith personally. I don't rely on faith. I rely on reason and evidence. One of my heroes, Richard Dawkins, says, faith is the great cop-out, the great excuse to evade the need to think and evaluate evidence. Faith is belief in spite of, even perhaps because of, the lack of evidence. Some folks have described faith as facts aside, I trust him. Again, I want to believe what I have reason to think is true. You know this. I'm not interested in what works or what makes me feel good. It's not the goal. The Bible, there's another reason that I'm an atheist. The Bible is unreliable. Obviously, if God doesn't exist, then Christianity can't be true, and I'm interested only in what's true. I haven't even mentioned all the errors and contradictions in the Bible. Did you know there are more errors in the New Testament than there are words in the New Testament? And I know those statistics, but not right off the top of my head. Sorry. Although I have quoted them in the past. And who knows what the real Christianity is anyway? Constantine won the culture war, if you know who Constantine even is. And I would say, and I'm not being mean, that the majority of Christians have no idea who Constantine is, especially where I live. And that's not bashing anybody. I'm just saying they don't know. He outlawed all versions of Christianity but his own, and that's one reason why so many books were burned, or I'm sorry, were banned from the Bible, and we just have a few that we have left. Also, we don't even know who wrote most of them. I've talked to you about the Gospels are technically anonymous. Just ask Dr. Ehrman. I mentioned Bart Ehrman before, UNC, Chapel Hill, was a Christian, a New Testament scholar, and he's now claims to be agnostic. So, just a few of the reasons that I'm an atheist. If you have questions or comments, please email me at johnmays@ratiochristi.org. Oh, I'm sorry. Have you felt challenged? did it shock you that I'm claiming to be an atheist? Well, that's all it was. It's strictly something that myself and one of my former students used to go to area churches and do what we call an atheist role play, and I just went through that with you. So how did it make you feel? I mean, did you have answers to anything that I guess objected to? Because that's what your students, your children, maybe even you will be faced with if you go out and share the gospel. That's how I know, from so many times of saying this, most people aren't sharing the gospel. Because those are questions that are very, very common, especially from atheists, or just people that say they believe in God, but they're not Christians. Those are common objections. But there's good answers to all of these challenges. And I've tried to go through those with you one at a time, and I've not gotten real deep. And prayerfully, with this being the first podcast of the new year now, almost at the end of January, I can share. I don't have all the answers. My goal is to help you understand that Christianity is true. If Jesus did indeed rise from the grave, let me rephrase that. If God raised Jesus from the grave, then Christianity is true. All the rest of that nonsense that I just went on with, doesn't matter. If the resurrection is true, Christianity is true. So there's your easy out, but there's so much more. So bottom line, why I did this, I wanted to, beat you up a little bit, because I love you. Proverbs 27:6 says, faithful are the wounds of friends, but deceitful are the kisses of an enemy. If your convictions haven't been challenged by this, They will be. Promise. So, if you'd like to join our financial support team, I would greatly appreciate it. We had a large push at the end of the year, and praise God and thank everyone that did contribute. We being me and Rachel Christie at Marshall University, picked up probably double what we would in a normal month. Thank you very much. But we continue to need your help. You can do that by going to johnmays.rachelchristie.org. And until next time, which will not be as long as it has been, preferably, you are thunderstruck.